Senator Lisa Murkowski and a dozen other Republican lawmakers in Washington gathered today before reporters to preview her plan to block the Environmental Protection Agency's regulation of greenhouse gases. Murkowski is introducing a disapproval resolution that would strip the EPA of its power to regulate carbon dioxide. It will be debated and voted on Thursday on the Senate floor. Even if Murkowski's plan gains traction in Congress, the Obama administration said today that the president's senior advisors will recommend he veto it. It says Murkowski's plan would undermine the Clean Air Act. But Murkowski said the EPA intends to take control of climate policy.
What you are seeing here by the EPA truly reaching into to the legislative area and setting policy that we as elected members representing our respective constituencies across the country, setting policy is the wrong approach and one that should be pushed back. And I think the vote that you will see on Thursday is one that speaks directly to that administrative overreach.
The EPA's finding that greenhouse gases endanger public health and welfare allows it to make rules curbing greenhouse gas emissions. Defenders of the Obama administration point out that it was the Supreme Court that required the EPA to decide whether carbon dioxide is a threat to human health. When asked at her press conference, Murkowski didn't say whether she thought the courts had also overextended their reach into the work of Congress. So far, Murkowski's resolution has the support of 40 other senators, including 3 Democrats. It needs 51 votes to pass. Alaska's Democrat Mark Begich is one of the senators whose stance is being watched. But today he said Murkowski's resolution is not the way he'd choose to go.
The merits of us doing the more comprehensive approach, I agree with her on that. She thinks maybe EPA is going too far in the regulatory process. I don't disagree with that. I just have a different approach. I want a comprehensive energy plan.
Begich says while Congress should have the final role in setting policies regulating greenhouse gases, it should be as part of a larger energy and climate change bill.
This body has sat around for decades. They talk about it. They do special interest legislation, seems every year, to take care of their friends, while the American people are continuing to import oil from foreign countries that don't like us. We spend billions overseas, which we shouldn't be doing. And so my view is, after, again, a year and a half being here, sometimes you got to just keep things bubbling in order to get this body to get off their butt and do things.
Other Democrats say the EPA is not moving quickly to implement regulations surrounding greenhouse gas emissions, and so the concern is overblown. EPA head Lisa Jackson wrote a blistering response to Murkowski's resolution in yesterday's Huffington Post. She said it would increase America's oil dependence and said the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico is a reminder of the hazards of America's oil addiction. Murkowski responded today by saying the administration had reached a new low by invoking the BP blowout in the debate over her resolution.